Good morning. You're listening to an AOP Athletics podcast, as we're excited to bring this new feature to the website during the 23-24 school year. Our guest today is senior Julian Ward of Roman Catholic. Julian captured gold in both the 60-meter and 200-meter dashes at the PCL Indoor Track and Field Championships last year. And this weekend, the PCL returns to Lehigh University for the 2024 championships. Julian, thanks for joining us today. You recently competed at the Christian Marsh Memorial Invitational in New York, and your time in the 200 meters, 21.62, ranks third in the state, 14th nationally. Take me through that race, and how did you feel afterwards competing against some of the best competitors in the nation?
It was a good relief to run that race. It was a long time practicing and working out during the season to get to that point. Once I got there, I just knew it was something that I was going to have to put all my training into. It was a thing where I had to stay calm, stay relaxed, and just execute and do what I needed to do to get the time that I know I could run. I didn't think I ran that fast. I came across the line and I seen it, and it was just a sigh of relief knowing that the work that I've been putting in showed off and paid off. Running against national competition like that is always great in the beginning of the season because it lets you know and it lets you gauge where you are. And it just lets you know where you can be at the end of the season. So running 21.6 as a season opener was definitely a great mark for me, and it just let me know where I can be at toward the end of the season.
Terrific, terrific. This weekend, you head back to Lehigh for the PCL Indoor Championships, where you captured two individual gold medals last year. What's your mindset as you get ready for the championships this weekend?
My mindset is to go back and do the same stuff I did last year, just better. I feel like I'm a better athlete this year. I feel like I've fixed some things that I may have not been as sharp on last year. So really just go do the same things, win gold in both, and go back and be the MVP this year again.
Roman finished runner-up in the 4x4 relay last year to St. Joe's Prep. How's the relay looking heading into this weekend?
We recently just ran a U.S. number 17 time and a state number 2 time, so we're definitely hungry and we're looking to change the result of that last year and come out on top this year. So, yeah, we're definitely working in the lab and trying to make sure that we can change the outcome this year.
Roman had a great showing at the Penn Relays last year. Talk about that experience of running in front of a tremendous crowd at Franklin Field.
Penn Relays is like it's a mind-blowing experience. You know, seeing people from a whole bunch of different countries going there to watch one event, it's like the pinnacle of track, honestly. Like, it's definitely a great experience, and it's a great atmosphere to run there and, you know, be cheered on by not only people from your hometown, but people from all over the world.
Finally, you're in your final semester here. What will you miss most about Roman Catholic after you graduate?
Honestly, the people here, I don't think I would be where I am without the people that's been in my corner here at Roman Catholic. You know, it's been a long journey for me. It's definitely, you know, just having the right people in your corner, having the people that care and support about you. It's definitely going to be hard trying to find another corner, but I know that they're always be there.
Julian, I really appreciate your time today, and best wishes for a healthy and successful senior season.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
And thanks to everyone who joined us for this AOP Athletic Podcast.